The Roots are known as one of hip-hop's most important and influential groups. They're also well known as the house band of The Tonight Show. And their lead MC, Tariq Trotter, better known by his stage name, Black Thought, has been called one of the most skilled and prolific rappers of our time. Now, during this 50th anniversary year of hip-hop, the Grammy winner tells his own story in a new memoir and sat down with Jeffrey Brown recently for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Yeah, and then this is my block. Like, this is where I essentially grew up, so.
A drive through South Philadelphia here, with native son, Tariq Trotter.
It's a place where you have to persevere, you know what I'm saying, to get anywhere. It's the sort of place that, you know, eats folks alive, too.
But it also came with its own energy. Trotter recalled his time as a youngster selling shopping bags.
So I was one of the kids who walked up and down this street, saying, shopping bags, got shopping bags here, shopping bags, 50 cents, shopping bags, get the shopping bags over here.
You were always working, weren't you?
I be the 5'7",
residing at the Mecca Rest addresses. Under his stage name, Black Thought, Trotter would write and rap his way to world stages as co-founder of The Roots, a band known for its instrumentation, live performance, and grounding in jazz and other genres.
Now is he superficial, or either too submissive, or did I come along and hit you with that future?
Now, in The Upcycled Self, a memoir on the art of becoming who we are, he takes us back to the experiences and contradictions of his early years. Deep love from family, yet hardness, violence, and loss all around. The house he accidentally burned down as a young child. Friends and family destroyed amid the crack epidemic of the 1980s. Most of all, his mother, lost to addiction and then murdered.
Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip-hop and keep telling me, yeah.
But this is also a story of resilience and triumph that came through art. Most of all, the art of hip-hop.
Hip-hop is making something out of nothing. Hip-hop is, you know, I talk about the upcycle in this book. Hip-hop is that, is the upcycle. It's using, it's putting the pieces of a thing, right, that, you know, are salvageable to use.
And the upcycled self means sort of taking what's around you and what?
You know, taking, I mean, not only what is around you, but dealing with that which lies within. It's about a worldview, a way of moving through this space that at one point in time, you know, was life or death, right? And, you know, it's about understanding the difference between that which needs to be abandoned and that which, you know, needs to be put to a different use. And this is beautiful work.
Visual art, seeing and making it came first, and then music.
I was looking for, you know, just a place to, you know, where I had the freedom to continue to be creative.
A seminal period was the 2 years he spent at the Philadelphia High School for Creative and Performing Arts, known as CAPA, where he took us to watch band rehearsal and then encouraged current students.
It's not always comfortable to lean into your talents and to lean into your graces, but it's sort of our responsibility as artists.
CAPA, then in a different location, is where he met Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove. Brilliant percussionist and student of music of all kinds, who befriended and influenced Trotter. They first called their band the Square Roots, then the Roots.
You write, art saved me. So yeah. Saved you from what, and how did it save you?
Art, you know, saved me from becoming a statistic, as so many of my friends and family members and neighbors and you know, just so many of my contemporaries had and have become. From the first glimpse, right, from my first, you know, my earliest exposure to art and to the arts, I was sort of hooked, and it became my escapism, and it became the fuel for my imagination in the way that I saw the world.
And for you, I mean, this is what you described, and it's so striking, the use of the discovery and then use of words.
Yeah.
And language.
Yeah.
And then rhyming.
I initially found words in the encyclopedias. We had, you know, the full-on, the sets of Encyclopedia Britannica and World Book encyclopedias and stuff. And that was the internet, you know, long.
I mean, were you flipping through the pages?
Absolutely.
And just take,
that was the internet, long before the internet. It was transportive. It was, you know, transcendent and transformative for me.
You have become a symbol in the spirit life. Rest in power, rest in paradise.
As Black Thought, Trotter became known as a master wordsmith, building phrases and rhymes into powerful storytelling, especially of Black identity and experience.
Catch the herald, I'm fresh chop, and bevel rap on a doctorate level, so F. Scott Fitzgerald, maybe.
In 2017, he delivered a now legendary 10-minute solo freestyle performance on Funkmaster Flex's Hot 97 radio show. A verbal acrobatic mix of references, metaphors, personal and political punch.
She was introduced to that substance abuse on some of the strongest drugs that the government produced. Look,
I'm pulling everything from everywhere, every experience, every relationship, every moment, you know, of one's life. You know, when it's good, you at best, you should be able to channel that energy.
Pulling words, images, histories from everywhere.
I feel like one of the purposes that I serve as an MC is as a historian. It doesn't seem like I'm coming from a place with the intention of teaching, but...
But you are.
But I am.
So entertain, but also
educate.
Teach,
educate. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not easy, but that's what I do. That's why I'm Black Thought. First I'm handling first things, decipher
what it means to a planet of Earthlings. In recent years, Trotter has expanded his palette, including a series of solo recordings titled Streams of Thought.
See right where the man coming from.
And as an actor, appearing in the HBO series The Deuce. And in the off-Broadway musical Black No More, for which he also wrote music and lyrics. Hope is to bring it to Broadway. Now 50, Trotter looks back and ahead with a keen sense of legacy for himself and his art form.
It's important to me, you know, just to continue to tell my story, our stories. That's part of my responsibility, is to continue to elevate this craft, you know, to that level of high art. Whether it's my own, you know, art, my own contribution that is recognized as such, or whether it's just my contribution is in, you know, having the culture recognized as such. I feel that as part of, you know, that's my mission.
Next up for Tariq Trotter, aka Black Thought, a new Roots album, plus the latest in his solo recordings. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Philadelphia.